Matthew 7:13-14. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. When a person imagines a fork in the road, one sign pointing to a narrow way, and the other to a broad way, the choice may seem obvious. That narrow path might appear to be the more treacherous option, and because the foot traffic is light, it could have a few tricky twists and turns, which make it harder to navigate. A lot of people have taken the broad way. It's well worn. You can see it stretching out for miles. It looks safe. Before the person starting their journey takes a step, they would be wise to learn a couple of things: the destination and the guide. Only the narrow path leads to life, and only on that way do the travelers walk with an ever-present guide named Jesus, who enlightens the path before each step. Matthew 7:13-14. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.